Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We've got a great show coming up for you guys today. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball. We're going to talk some NBA as well as the teams have returned from All-Star break. We'll dive into that. We're also going to continue our preview looking at all the teams in Major League Baseball. Look at the Milwaukee Brewers, who have had an interesting offseason. Lucy Burge will join me on later in the show, and then we will give out our best bets for today. As always, I want to hear from you guys. Any questions that you may have, go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know anything that you're betting, any questions that you have over the next 30 minutes. Let's get this thing going. We start as glasses in session by going to the Glasser guest line. Tom Casale joins me, sports betting director for NOLA.com and college basketball and football analyst for Sportsline. Tom, great having you on the show, man. We were talking off air. We can't wait for the tournament. It's going to be here before we know it. We had a great night of college basketball last night. Couple of top 25 teams fell to some unranked teams on the road. You had Illinois losing to Penn State, Dayton against George Mason, and then Kentucky also at the buzzer to LSU. Of those three teams that lost yesterday, Dayton, Kentucky, Illinois, any concerns for you moving forward? Are you looking forward to maybe fading any of those teams come tournament time?
Yeah, not really. You know, I don't form opinions off of one game. You know, these are conference games. The most alarming one would be Illinois, obviously, because they blew a game with 40 seconds left that they had in hand with turnovers. And that's the thing, I think, when you look at them, teams that pressure the ball, are they going to struggle with in the tournament? And so you have to see where they get matched up against and what brackets they get in. The thing about Kentucky, and here's why I don't take one game too seriously, I think you actually have to be a little bit encouraged, because Kentucky has actually played defense two games in a row. Now, they actually didn't shoot the ball that great last night, which we know that's not the norm for Kentucky. So, I think when you look at that, Kentucky's defense was so poor for a few games and a stretch there, and that's starting to get a little bit better. So I think there's encouraging signs there. You know, Dayton, I think, is going to be a tough out in the tournament. So if I had to pick one of those teams, it would be Illinois. I'm not quite as high on them as some other people.
Couple interesting games tonight, Tom, in college basketball. We got a big game in the Pac-12, Washington State and Arizona. We got a couple games in the Big Ten, some mid-major contests. Anything on your card tonight that you're betting?
Yeah, I mean, the games I like, the numbers have moved a lot. You know, Vermont just owns Albany. They pound Albany, and that line opened 6.5, 7. That's up to 10.5 now. So that's quite a big jump. You know, I liked Hofstra at 2.5 against Drexel. That's up to 4.5. I like the over in Stanford Oregon a little bit. I think both offenses are going to have success. That number's moved a couple of points. But you mentioned the Arizona-Washington State game. That's the game I'm most interested in watching because Washington State is kind of playing a different style this year. They're slow. They play defense. You know, that's not how they've played in recent years. And to be honest, if you're going to run with Arizona, good luck, right? It's the teams like UCLA in the past that have kind of slowed it down and played defense have given them trouble. So I'm really interested in watching that game, not just for tonight, but moving forward with Washington State, because that's a team that's kind of under the radar, but it's played very well this season.
It's a good point. I mean, you think about their last couple of years losing in the tournament, right? Princeton, Houston, teams that like to slow down the ball. Zona, their tempo, 15th in the country. Washington State, 310th, to Tom's point. So that'll be a good game. Looking ahead to Saturday, Tom, we got a couple of really good games. Baylor, Kansas, you mentioned Kentucky. They host Bama. They've lost three straight games at Rupp, so that'll certainly be an interesting game. You got some other good ones, UConn and Villanova. Anything that you already have your eye on for Saturday that maybe you would advise people to just keep a lookout for?
Yeah, I really like the spot for Kentucky. You know, especially coming off the loss now to LSU, they're going to be a small favorite at home. Alabama's a good team, but we know that at home they're near unbeatable. And on the road, they are beatable. And again, I just like the way that Kentucky's starting to put more effort on the defensive end. You know, there was a couple games there against Florida. I mean, they weren't even trying. And you see more effort on the defensive end. I think this is a good spot. The total's going to be 175 or something crazy like that. But I think Kentucky's defense and Alabama on the road is a slight favorite. I like Kentucky. And, you know, listen, I like North Carolina. I got them at 30-1 to win the national championship. But, boy, talk about a good spot for Virginia. An embarrassing showing against Virginia Tech on the road. They return home. They're going to be getting a few points at home. Listen, I never know how Virginia wins a game. I mean, they don't do hardly anything well, right, offensively. And then they win games like 68-59. I think this is going to be one of those lower scoring slog fests. So if you can get three or more with Virginia at home, I think that's a good spot too.
Yeah, no, I like that too. Especially Virginia playing on a Monday. They get a little extra prep to get ready for UNC. That should be a good game. Another one of those ACC teams that I want to get your thoughts on, Tom, is going to be Duke. So what I think is really interesting about Duke, since 2004, 100% of the national champions have been in the top 12 of the Week 6 AP poll. Duke was not one of those teams. So even though they're starting to get hot at the right time like they did last year, probably not going to be a national champion. They certainly could be a Final Four team, though. When you look at Duke, like, what do you think is their ceiling? Would you bet them to make the Final Four? Does it depend on their region? How do you kind of view the Blue Devils, who it looks like, once again, are getting hot at the right time?
Yeah, you know, I think college basketball is changing a little bit. A couple years ago when Kansas won it all, you know, I had a futures on them, and I thought you could put Kansas in any region against any teams, and they were the best team. You know, Baylor, when they beat Gonzaga, thought Baylor was the best team all year, didn't care where they were. I only see a couple of teams that I feel confident about that right now, and Duke isn't one of them. You know, I think Duke is a good, solid basketball team, but much like last year, which we saw in the tournament with Tennessee, I think you can bully them down low. We saw North Carolina do it in their first meeting. So they're going to struggle with teams like that. You know, for example, I think Houston is a terrible matchup for Duke. So I think you got to look and see where they are in the brackets and what their path is. Right now, I feel Sweet 16. You know, I think they're a good, solid Sweet 16 team. Then beyond that, I would have to see who they match up with. They're not on my radar, though, to really make a deep Final Four national championship run.
I agree. Tom, could you imagine if we get a Duke-San Diego State 4-5 matchup? We'd be licking our chops with the Aztecs. That'd be pretty good. Before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts right now. Looking at the different brackets and kind of what people are projecting, bunch of these 8-9 seeds like really intrigue me for people who haven't watched college hoops this year. Obviously, we had FAU make a run. I think like we could get maybe another one of those teams this year out of the 8-9. I mean, you're talking TCU, Michigan State, New Mexico, Florida. Like any of those teams that maybe you think people should keep an eye on here over the next 3 weeks that you think has a potential to go on a run?
Yeah, so the first futures bet I made this year was back in April with Florida at 100-1. And I made it because I thought they were going to be improved, but there was also rumors that they were going to get some transfers, and they did. That's one of the things you got to remember about Florida is they basically had a new team, and they're starting to peak at the right time. I know they lost that game at Alabama last night where they let slip away. Now, they obviously have issues on the defensive end, but their offense is really clicking. That's a team to me. If they get the right bracket, they could win a few games in the tournament. You know, I also have a futures on Michigan State. I don't think they have a chance. I just don't like the way that team has come together. And I will say this: a lot of people like New Mexico, right? And they pulled out another win last night. They got a few nice wins at home in conference, but to me, New Mexico has really built up metrics on beating a bunch of bad teams. I do like their guard play, but I think that's going to be a popular first round pick, and if they win a popular second round pick, I would have to see who they match up with, because again, I don't know if a team like Houston is going to be a great matchup for New Mexico. But to me, out of those, I mean, Florida and then possibly TCU, who can turn teams over, who can generate easy baskets. Those are the two teams I would like out of that group.
Yeah, love it. Great stuff. Tom Casale, sports betting director for NOLA.com, college basketball and football analyst for Sportsline as well. You can check him out on Twitter at TheTomCasale. Tom, really appreciate the time, man. Great having you on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, great stuff from Tom Casale. Keeping it going now as we talk some college basketball. We do a little glassology here on Send It In. We're going to look at the 3, 4, 5, and 6 seeds right now, again, that are kind of projected right now in college basketball. We'll start with the 3 seeds. Most brackets at this point kind of have Baylor, Iowa State, Duke, and Bama as some version of 3 seeds. Right now, I think the stock is certainly up on Duke and Iowa State. Duke is clicking at the right time once again, and they're probably going to get Tyrese Proctor back here in a little bit. They have NBA players. This was a team that was projected top 3. They were top 3 team in the preseason in college basketball. They won the ACC tournament last year. They might win it again this year. But like Tom said, I really think it's all going to come down to the matchups for Duke. If they play against a really physical team that can hurt them inside, that's kind of Duke's kryptonite. Baylor and Alabama, who are 2-3 seeds, they are both teams that are all offense and no defense. They can score with absolutely anybody. Baylor has lost 5 games in Big 12 play this year. 4 of those games have been decided by 4 points or less, so they pretty much play everybody tight. But the reason that they lose those games is, again, because they don't have the defense that they did 3-4 years ago. They can't pull out those close games. Alabama's offense is number 1 in college basketball. Defensively, though, again, they're not great, and they haven't really beaten anybody outside of Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. So don't like Bama, don't like Baylor. Duke, I think maybe their ceiling is the Final 4, depending on the draw that they get. Iowa State's an interesting team. It does feel like they're starting to get a little bit chalky, though, at this point, and like everybody is on them. Great defense. Number 3 defense in college basketball. That can take them far into the tournament. They got a great guard in Taman Lindsey. It's going to be about their shot making and if they're able to knock down their threes. If they can do that, Iowa State could be a dangerous team. Beef_VZ, does UNLV have a chance to make the tournament? I mean, look, the Mountain West is as good as it's ever been. So certainly you have 5 teams right now: Colorado State, Boise State, San Diego State, New Mexico, and Utah State that are all going to be in the NCAA tournament if it started today. UNLV is going to have opportunities to beat tournament teams. As of right now, they probably need to win all those games against those teams that they play the rest of the way. Probably need to go on a little bit of a run in the Mountain West tournament too. So as of now, I'd probably say no with UNLV, but they're certainly in the discussion. And again, the Mountain West is as good as it's ever been, and there's going to be opportunities for them to pick up some good wins. But as of now, no. Potential, though, for UNLV. Then the 4 seeds, we got Creighton, Auburn, San Diego State, and Colorado State. Creighton, obviously, their stock is going way up after that win against UConn. I think people kind of forgot how good Creighton was because of what UConn was doing, because of what Marquette was doing. Creighton was a team that made it to the Elite Eight last year. They bring nearly everybody back. They lose their point guard, Ryan Nemhard, but they bring in Steven Ashworth, who was incredible against UConn. The metrics right now, Creighton is like hovering as one of those top 20 offensive, top 20 defensive teams that might be good enough to win the whole thing. That certainly is a team to watch out for. Auburn, we've talked about a bunch on this show. Really liked them early on in the season, but as I've gotten to watch them play more, they're a team that they can't win any games away from home. They're so good at home, but they can't win any games. Their offense tends to disappear at times, so don't really like them. San Diego State right now is starting to look like the team that made it all the way to the national championship game last year. Great defense, number 7 defense in college basketball. An offense that at times can be a little bit streaky, but they just muck up games. And like I was talking about with Tom, if they get the right matchups, if they're in like a 4-5 region with Duke or something like that, San Diego State could certainly be dangerous. And then Colorado State is another 4 seed. I think this is a little bit high for Colorado State. One of the best point guards in the country in Isaiah Stevens. Outside of that, though, I don't think this is as talented a Colorado State team as we've seen in the past. So don't like them as much as some of the other higher seeds. And then one more group we'll talk about, the 5 seeds, Wisconsin, Illinois, Texas Tech, and Utah State. I think this is a really weak 5 seed group. I think Wisconsin, Texas Tech, Utah State, especially going up against some of these 12 seeds that they could face when you're talking about Grand Canyon and Samford and App State or James Madison, one of those Sun Belt teams, think it's going to be tough. So fading those teams. Illinois, I still like. It was a disaster last night, coughing up a 7-point lead with 40 seconds to go. I still think their offense is lethal, and I like them moving forward. Time to go off the glass now here on Send It In. Moist Cupcakes 11. Butler really let me down last night. Moist Cupcakes, I mean, it was just one of those nights in college. It was brutal. St. John's let me down. Indiana let me down. Who else let me? Miami let me down. It was one of those nights. We had a great night Tuesday. Gave some of it back on Wednesday. That's college basketball for you. Butler certainly was tough, though, last night. But we're going to win it all back tonight when we go off the glass, and we're going to start in the NBA. You guys know my rule. I have been waiting for this game patiently for like 4 or 5 days ever since we found out that the Nets fired their head coach, Jock Vaughn. You know our rule. When a team fires a head coach, we back them the very next game. Well, this is the Nets' next game after the firing of Jock Vaughn. We're taking them on the money line tonight, -105 against the Raptors. I also like the Clippers tonight against the Thunder. Another game that's close to a pick 'em. OKC favored by 1.5. The total in the game is 235.5. I think this is one of those games out of the All-Star break where the Clippers are playing against a team right now in OKC who's battling for that 1 seed, but it's like, it's one of these games in the NBA. It's kind of like when the Warriors went up against the Kings last year, and it's kind of like that championship DNA, veteran kind of team. This is one of those games where I think the Clippers let OKC know, like, you're still going to have to go through us. You're still going to have to go through Denver if you want to get to where you want to get to in the Western Conference. Even though the Clippers have obviously been dealing with injuries throughout the postseason for like the last 3 or 4 years, they're still favored right now over OKC for good reason. I think they prove that again tonight. I'll take the Clips on the money line. And then in college basketball, big game in the AAC with FAU home against SMU. These are even teams right now on KenPom. FAU favored by 6.5 at home. The total is 153.5. Like this spot for Florida Atlantic. Bounce back after the loss to South Florida. Played a terrible first half. Bounced back and nearly won the game in the second half after being down by as many as like 24 points. But this is when we trust FAU, right? We're getting into late February. It's getting close to tournament time. They're at home. SMU's a good team for them. I think FAU takes care of business. I'll take a -6.5. Then I like Minnesota tonight at home against Ohio State. I'll take the Gophers -3.5. We loved Ohio State on Sunday. All the emotion, playing the number 2 team in the country in Purdue. You fire your head coach, Chris Holtmann. You want to play for your interim coach. They find a way to win that game. Hit some big shots down the stretch. Well, now you go on the road, and these Big Ten teams at home have been so good this season. I like Minnesota. I think this line's a little bit inflated because of that Ohio State win against Purdue. I'll back the Gophers tonight, -3.5. Then the game of the night in college basketball. Top 25 matchup. First place in the Pac-12 on the line. Number 4, Arizona against number 21, Washington State. Zona favored by 12.5. Total is 150.5. I like the under in this game at 115.5. As Tom was talking about, Arizona, you can't run with them. They rank 15th in tempo in college basketball. Too many athletes, too many shooters. Their bigs run too well down the floor. They're so good at what they do in transition. If you want to beat them, you got to get them off of their game. You got to slow the pace down. That's how teams have success. That's what Washington State does. They rank 310th in tempo. Very good on the defensive side of the floor. So I don't want to do anything with the spread with 12.5. You know, when you see like a top 25 matchup and you see a spread this big, it's big for a reason. But I think this is too many points. I think certainly Arizona's defense, too, could show up. It's also a top 15 defensive unit. So I'll take the under 150.5 in Arizona and Washington State. Time to talk some baseball now. A little big league Peach here on Send It In. As we continue talking about teams in the NL Central. Last couple days, we've talked about some teams that I think could be some surprises. The Reds, the Pirates. Well, today we talk about a team that, to be honest with you guys, I really don't have an opinion on, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers are a fascinating team. This offseason, they've obviously been very busy. They lose their manager, Craig Counsell, and they bring in Pat Murphy to take over. Counsell, one of the best managers in the game. Then you trade one of the best starting pitchers in baseball to the Orioles, Corbin Burns, and now he's gone. Then you also pay money for Rhys Hopkins to be your first baseman. He takes over. In that trade with Corbin Burns, you get your, hopefully, your third baseman or shortstop of the future in Joey Ortiz. You also pick up a young starting pitcher in DL Hall. So the Brewers are going to be very interesting. They're also adding one of the favorites to win NL Rookie of the Year, one of the top prospects in Jackson Churio. It's going to be interesting for Milwaukee this season. Their pitching rotation still solid. Freddy Peralta, Wade Miley, Aaron Ashby, and then DL Hall, who came over in the trade with Baltimore. Bullpen, their closer is going to be one of the best in the business in Devin Williams. And then their lineup has a nice mix of like veteran players and young players that if they hit, Brewers could be interesting. You got William Contreras, Rhys Hopkins coming back from that ACL tear, Bryce Turang, Joey Ortiz comes from the Orioles, Willie Adames, who had a great year for them, Christian Yelich, Jackson Churio is going to be in the outfield, and then Sal Frelick as well. Milwaukee, there's just like too much unknown for me, right? Like Hoskins is coming back from an ACL tear. What are you going to get out of Christian Yelich? It seems like we've been asking ourselves that the last 3 or 4 years. Is William Contreras going to be one of the best hitting catchers in baseball? And then how are these young guys going to turn out? How is Joey Ortiz going to be? How is Jackson Churio going to be? There's just a lot of unknown for me, and especially with the new manager, I really think Craig Counsell is one of the best in baseball. That's why the Cubs paid him $40 million. So when you consider the fact that you lost your best player in Corbin Burns, you're on a new manager, and you're relying, 2 of your 9 everyday players are going to be rookies, I think it's going to be an interesting season for the Brewers. So their win total's at 74.5. That feels about right. Not going to touch it. Certainly not going to take them at plus 650 to win the NL Central. Again, I think the Pirates are a better price at plus 800. Don't like them for NL MVP. I don't like Yelich at 66-1. I don't like Adames at 80-1. Really, the only futures bet that I would make on the Milwaukee Brewers is for Jackson Churio to win NL Rookie of the Year at plus 800. He's certainly going to get the opportunity, even though there are a lot of great candidates to win NL Rookie of the Year in the National League. I think Churio is a good option at plus 800 for the Brewers, but there's just really nothing else when I look at the futures for the Brewers that really interests me. Devin Williams is 14-1 to win the league and to lead the league in saves this year. Are the Brewers going to win enough games for him to do that? Don't know. So again, the only futures bet I like with Milwaukee is Churio to win NL Rookie of the Year. Very interesting team, though, with their mix of veterans and young players. If Joey Ortiz and Jackson Churio turn out to be good, Brewers could surprise some people this year and maybe have a better season than we all think that they might. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on Send It In on a Thursday. Lucy, always great to see you. 5-star plays today from BetQL. Lucy, what do we got?
Always great to see you, PJ. Happy Thursday. 5-star play from the BetQL model today is Pacers minus 11.5 against the Pistons. The Pacers have already taken down the Pistons this season. Back in December, when the Pacers beat them 131-123, and there's a BetQL trend in their favor, the Pacers are 13-4 against the spread versus teams who average 7 or fewer steals per game this season. And the Pacers are also averaging considerably more points points scored per game than the Pistons with 123 to the Pistons 112. So the BetQL model loves Pacers minus 11.5 as a five-star play tonight.
Man, a lot of good stuff there for the model. 13-4 against the spread, team 7 or fewer steals. I mean, only you get that kind of analysis from BetQL. Lucy, what are your best bets for tonight? What do you like?
Yes, well, I'm going to the Celtics to open up the second half with a big win. Celtics minus 8.5 against the Bulls. So I think this will work in their favor. Hopefully the Celtics are averaging 120 points scored per game. The Bulls are averaging pretty well below that at 111 points scored per game. That is enough for the Celtics, I think, to cover this spread. And the Celtics covered their last two spreads before the break. And at home, the Bulls have failed to cover 3 of their last 5. And the last time these two teams did face each other back in November, the Celtics got a huge win in that 124-97 victory. Pretty sure that covered an 11.5 point spread. So I think 8.5, excuse me. I think they can do that again tonight. Celtics 8.5 against the Bulls. And Rangers money line in the NHL. Rangers, soon it will be MLB, but NHL tonight. Rangers money line against the Devils. The Rangers have won their last 8 straight games. The Devils have lost 2 of their last 3 games and 5 of their last 9 at home. And on the road, the Rangers have won their last 3 and they are 17-9-3 away from home. So I like the Rangers on the money line tonight.
All right, very good. Now, Lucy, here on the show, we've been talking about some of the NL Central teams. We've gone through the Pirates and the Reds. We talked about the Brewers today. Who do you like in that division, Lucy, if you had a pick in the NL Central?
Yeah, well, I do like the Reds. Plus 350 at BetMGM, I saw this at. When you look at the rest of the division, you've got teams that have shipped out some of their best players, like Corbin Burns, no longer with the Brewers. And the Reds have a promising lineup, Ellie De La Cruz, and they added Frankie Montes, Nick Martinez. So they spent this offseason improving. I think there's some value there in the Reds plus 350, where you can get that at BetMGM to win this division.
I like it, Lucy. I was talking about that the other day. I'm right there with you. Before I let you go, let me ask you about your team, the Boston Celtics,
yes,
in the
please.
NBA. Scale from 1 to 10, how confident is Lucy Burge that the Boston Celtics are making the NBA Finals?
Yeah, so I would say right now it's a 6. Because there is, at any moment in the playoffs, because I think they will be successful at getting to at least the point they got to last year in the playoffs, but there is at any moment the chance that they could just lose it and fall apart overnight. Overnight, they could just fall asleep and just let it all slip away. So I think it's a 6 right now, and I don't know if that's going to change just because of that fact, but maybe it could be bumped up to a 7 or 8, but not only when they get to the playoffs, though, because I worry about them. They are obviously right now the team to beat when it comes to winning the finals. They are the team that other teams aspire to be, of course, but I think that they have what it takes to get to the finals, perhaps, but even then I would still be at a 7 or 8 because they could fall apart at any time, and that's what's scary. There is some PTSD there from last season, so I think right now it's a 6. Depending on how far they go in the playoffs, maybe that will be 7, 8, 9, but it's going to be a 6, I think, for the rest of the season for me.
Yeah, they're plus 110 to win the Eastern Conference. So some heavy favorites there. Is there a team that
I think is good?
Most? You like
that? That I would
take. Okay.
Yes.
Is there a team that you're the most afraid of? Like, are you scared of the Heat again? Is it the Bucks, the Knicks? Like, is there a team, or are you just scared of just the Celtics beating themselves?
Yeah, exactly. That could happen. The Celtics beat themselves. I'm not too worried about the Bucks at this point, I don't think, which is kind of a relief, honestly, because a lot of times it's the Bucks that you worry about. But honestly, of those teams, the Knicks I would be the most afraid of, because the Knicks are hot. Jalen Brunson is hot. I think they're going to have a big second half. So I think it would be Knicks even more than Heat at this point.
All right. Yeah, interesting. Going to be an interesting season, Lucy. Second half of the NBA season starts tonight. We got a big slate. Lucy Burge joining me here on Sendin. Lucy, always great talking to you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And then our friends at BetMGM are giving new BetMGM customers, the king of sportsbooks, a $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. How does it work? You place a bet of $5 or more as your first wager with BetMGM. You receive $150 in bonus bets regardless of your wager's outcome, and you get to use your bonus bet on any sport. How great is that? Bet five, get 150. I'm no good at math. Seems like a pretty good deal from our friends at BetMGM. Let's wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Oh, folks, do I like my prop lock for tonight? First game out of the All-Star break. The Denver Nuggets, the best team in the NBA, in my opinion, going up against one of the worst teams in the NBA, maybe the worst team in the NBA, the Washington Wizards. The Wizards stink against guarding big man, and lucky for us from a betting perspective, we got the best big man in the world tonight, Nikola Jokic, going up against the Wizards. Jokic to record a triple-double tonight, plus 150. Absolutely love it. Prop lock, Jokic triple-dub against the Wiz. My stay-away game is going to be Arizona-Washington State. I told you guys I like the under in the game, 150.5. As for the spread, I'm staying away. Really interested to watch this game tonight. Washington State's had a really good year. This is obviously going to be their ultimate test, playing one of the best teams in the country on the road. My dog of the day, Clippers, minus 105 against the Thunder. Think this is going to be one of those games where, now that we're in the second half of the season, both teams are kind of looking at the number one seed. This is one of those games where the Clippers let Thunder know, you know what, you've had a nice season, but you're still not quite to our level yet. I like the Clips, minus 105. Shawnee Sharpe's going with Jaden Ivey over 17.5 points tonight against the Pacers. And my best bet, you guys know, Jacque Vaughn. First, it was fired over the All-Star weekend. This is the Nets' first game since the firing of Jacque Vaughn. We're taking Brooklyn, minus 105 tonight against the Raptors to get the job done. That is my best bet. To recap, our favorite plays for today. Man, do I love Jokic triple-double against the Wizards, plus 150. Arizona-Washington State stay-away game. Clippers on the money line, my dog of the day against the Thunder. And the Nets, my best bet against the Raptors. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Tom Casale. Great stuff from him. Thanks to Lucy Burge as well. We wrap up the week tomorrow with a fabulous Friday right here on Send It In. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Good luck on all your bets. We'll see you 1 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow right here for some more Send It In.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.